This is DreamWords. Tom Corvin by Paul Story. Chapter 19. Tom didn't know what to expect. The word seance formed a vague impression of a circle of hands, and he was not surprised when Catriona reached across and, as they faced each other, grasped his and hers and told him to close his eyes. They'd picked a spot near the centre that could have been a living or cooking area. There was a hole in the wall facing the hill, the remains of a fireplace or a smoke vent. Inside the structure, the grass was soft, trimmed by sheep whose calling cards had to be kicked out of the way before they sat down. The wall facing the sea had partially collapsed so that if Tom looked slightly to his left and Catriona to her right, they could see small clumps of twinkling light on the far Ayrshire shore. Catriona's hands felt cool in his. They interlocked fingers and the girl whispered, "Whatever you do, don't break the link." She whispered something under her breath then. Tom tried to hear it but soon drifted into his own thoughts when he realised that he couldn't make out anything she said. Her whispers mingled with the hiss of the lamp and the nearby subsurface gurgle. He imagined the music he'd heard earlier in his head and it appeared to materialise around him as he did. So too, the singing. A single voice, quietly, as if to a child. "Ali Bali, Ali Bali be, sitting on your mummy's knee, waiting for a wee bobby to buy some Coulter's candy." Unknown to Tom, he swayed with the rhythm of the song. It played again and again, drawing him ever deeper into another world. In this world, he was a young boy, a toddler, his mother at once rocking him to sleep and then singing as he bounced on her lap. And soon he saw himself, in his imagination, sitting by the fire, a girl, his own younger age, bright red hair and gleaming dark eyes, tapping her feet as she bowed a fiddle, the tune and the hiss and the song and the whispers coalescing to a frenzied whirl of sound. It surrounded Tom, engulfed him in its closeness, its hypnotic grip, its visceral energy. So lost was he to the sound that it became more than imagination. He was there, in that room, not just watching the family gathering, but part of it. The fire crackled loudly, its light softening the rough texture of stone walls. Shadowed wooden beams propped the roof and a musty smell of dampness and baking was curiously pleasant in the sing-song air. He opened his eyes, certain that he would be in that room still, disappointed to find that he was not. Catriona's hands continued to grip his, her quiet voice muttering, head bent and oblivious to Tom's vision. He returned to its embrace and quickly retook his place in the happy dream. Tess bowed her fiddle and her mother and Tom sung. Tom had no idea how he knew the girl's name was Tess, but he did and accepted her label without question. Outside, beyond the resurrected walls, another storm battered the building as fierce as the one that had trapped them so recently. This memory, his time with Catriona, her hands holding his now, the family scene, all images bubbling inside him, bringing with them wave after wave of sweet, intense emotion. Tom could have died happy, there and then. Later, perhaps, he'd wish he had. As Tom embraced the comfort and security, the warmth of the fire, the pleasant fury of the storm at bay, another sensation drew him from the logic that so recently constrained him. The feeling began with the same notion of familiarity. He'd seen the woman before, knew the girl's name, Craigan Cottage, the ruin. But as the intoxicating sound ensnared his heart as tightly as his thoughts, the root of this familiarity shifted. He knew her, yes, but the word knew was inadequate, weak. Rather, Tom wallowed in a sensation that engulfed him with its intensity, an intensity that changed his life. He searched for the word to match the emotional assault in his newborn world. But to do so, a part of him had to leave its cover to enter the dry realm of words. The candidates, linguistic objects, familiarity, fear, anger, anguish. A procession of words lining up for consideration, his mind resisting the intrusion. Loneliness, friendship, family. And then he had it. The one word that pushed through them all. The word that could change everything. Love. DreamWords.com.